Oh, okay.
So my calculator doesn't go this high. I was sitting here thinking during the break, you know, what is percentage-wise 97.7 billion gallons? What is that compared to the overall Earth supply? It's estimated, and they don't know because, you know, there's still depths of the ocean that haven't been reached, but surface water available on Earth, 326 million trillion gallons. So just doing the zeros, that would be 0.602%. So, I mean, just the massive amount of water that there really is available on Earth. And like Steph said, it's the placement of it and the infrastructure of it and what we do with it when we have it and conserving that water. You know, water, I don't think, is ever lost. It might be wasted temporarily, but it's going to come back in form. It just may take 20, 40, 60 years
yeah,
for it to seep out and seep back into the atmosphere, turn back into snow, come back down the river system.
I have a question for Stephanie based on the comment she made. And of course, we're all happy when we get rain because it's just so life-giving. But you said the cows are happier, Stephanie. And I know every rancher would probably be able to say that and identify. But what are like the little character traits you're noticing with the cattle now that they've got the summer rains they need?
Well, they're very smiley. No, I'm just kidding. this is our toughest year that we've seen in the last 20 years in terms of our calf crop and just losing calves. We had more dogies that we had tried to rescue and feed this year, and it's because at some point the mother cows, if they're feeling overly stressed, and we have irrigated pasture, right? We have fields here that we put in over the last, my husband's father put in irrigated pasture here to mitigate for the drought, because drought's not new for Arizona, right? Like, we're going to sit here having this conversation like, oh my gosh, what's happening in Arizona? I mean, we live in a desert. Drought's not true, not new, but 20 years of it, you know, it's a little trying on the soul, but we've put in irrigated pasture to supplement our cattle during times of drought, and also so we can manage our rangeland. So we like to take our cattle off the rangeland during the growing season when those grasses are coming out of the ground and producing seed, and then we don't put them back on the grass until after that seed has been produced and dropped, because that's how we basically plant the next year's harvest, right, on the rangeland.
Yeah.
And so we keep those fields. So we even had fields to bring our cattle onto. But it's not the same nutrition. It's not the same environment to where they're not stressed. And so now, you know, we certainly have happy cows running around, and we haven't had any dogies for a while, so we're happy about that.
That is so true. And I've also heard that when you see a cow chewing their cud, that a lot of times they have to anyway because it's part of their digestive process. But I've heard that. My dairy farmers always say that to me. That's one of the signs.
You know, so, one thing I thought of too during the break that I wanted to bring up when we're talking about the farmers in Pinal County and, you know, the differences between the moisture and different things, is that, you know, the irony of precipitation, right, is this. If you're a hay farmer, which we have a lot of hay farmers, we have a lot of alfalfa growers in Arizona, you want to control that water. You want to control when it's put on the field. When it's not, when you can cut, when you can bale, because that determines the nutrition content of that alfalfa, right? And so some of our farmers, you know, it's like on the one hand, you're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to lose all of our water because we don't have the snowpack, we don't have the river water if you're farming in Pinal County, but then you get this big dump of monsoon moisture right over your hay field, and it basically ruins all of your hay. And
right.
So it's a little bit of a bittersweet situation for them. But the reason I bring that up is because they can normally control how that water is applied to the field, and they have that high nutrient content in their hay. We have such great productive dairies in Arizona.
Correct.
Because they thrive off of that hay coming out of Pinal County. And so all of this is interconnected, right? So if the farmers in Pinal County don't have water to grow hay, then our dairymen are going to suffer because they're not going to have that high nutrient value of hay. And then ranchers, you know, back in March, April, it was hard to find hay because you're competing with the dairies, right? Ranchers like to buy what we call that rained on hay. You know, we're not as picky. You know, we'll take whatever you'll give us. So
So the it just proves that Arizona agriculture and agriculture in general is incredibly diverse. That diversity makes us celebrate.
Yep.
Fillyourplate.org, and you can also sign up and get your annual Farm Bureau membership. Support your local farmers and ranchers because they support you.